Nichols' sentence includes 30 years of extended supervision if he lives long enough to serve the full 69 years in prison. But Hmong civil rights activist Peng Herr says many in the Hmong community are angry that prosecutors didn't charge Nichols with a hate crime, which would have added even more to his sentence. Herr says testimony at the trial made it clear that Nichols' hatred of the Hmong is what caused the murder.
I think the strongest thing is when he told his boss that the next time he meets a Hmong person, he would shoot and kill them. And we would encourage all local officials at the Attorney General's office as well as circuit court level to consider hate crimes, take them seriously, and to prosecute them when warranted.
But Marinette County District Attorney Brent DeBoard says charging Nichols with a hate crime would have required prosecutors to prove that he selected Cha Vang as his victim based solely on his race.
We were going for life imprisonment here anyway. To go through the extra difficulty of convincing a jury that there was a selection that occurred here for 5 years of additional sentence, it just didn't merit it.
But that explanation doesn't convince Peng Herr.
I mean, it's their job. That's what they're paid for. That's what they're being elected for. If they felt that it's too hard of a job for them to do, then let's get someone in there that can do the job.
He says civil rights groups representing all the state's minority groups will continue to push the hate crimes issue. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.